This is KUT. The city of Austin may soon subsidize legal fees for local immigrants. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has the story.
Half a dozen Beatles posters color the walls of Justin Estep's office. It brings some whimsy to an otherwise tense space.
It's anxiety and just basic fear.
These are the emotions, Estep says, that many immigrants who come to him are feeling since the country elected Donald Trump to be president. Estep is the director of immigration services at Catholic Charities of Central Texas.
The rhetoric on the campaign trail, it was very strong, especially when it came to immigration. And even folks who really don't have anything to fear, even based on the rhetoric, are coming in because there's just a general concern about what's going to happen to immigration law once the new administration transitions in.
President-elect Trump has said he would end President Obama's deferred action for childhood arrivals, known as DACA. He's also said he will build a wall between the southern U.S. and Mexico. And that is why, after leaving Estep's office, I saw him next at City Hall. He and other immigration advocates testified about that fear and the need for some help from the city. Soon after, the council voted to come up with emergency funds for immigration legal fees. Here's Councilmember Greg Kassar.
We know that the city is already very unaffordable, and being able to access a lawyer so that you can have access to your basic legal rights is too difficult for many people.
The council directed the city manager Thursday to find money to fund 100 more cases per month than local attorneys are already able to handle. Depending on the case, that could cost the city anywhere from $50,000 to $1 million. Council will approve the exact amount at a later date. And while the item passed council Thursday, at least one member voted, in his words, enthusiastically no. Councilmember Don Zimmerman argued that the city would be subsidizing illegal immigration. Instead, the city should be paying for legal resources for those, he said, who pay taxes.
Is there any effort to educate and raise awareness with the people who don't support illegal immigration, to not be forced to subsidize illegal immigration?
It was Zimmerman's last meeting. He lost his re-election to member-elect Jimmy Flanagan. And so Councilmember Delia Garza got a little nostalgic.
I'm going to miss our software engineer opining on legal matters and federal statutes. But I also want to reiterate that immigrants pay taxes. They pay sales taxes. They pay property taxes. And if they are working and shouldn't be working, they pay all taxes, and they will never get the return of the money they put into Social Security.
The city manager has been asked to come back by the end of January with proposed funding. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.